It's Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Trayvale Anderson.
And I'm Priyanka Arabindi, and this is What a Day, where we are just pointing out that amid the Taylor Swift rumors, she has not dated another American since back in 2012.
We ran this by the fact checker, so don't at us. Also, she probably is on to something there, okay?
On today's show, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez says he won't resign after being charged with bribery. Plus, Governors Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis are inexplicably going head-to-head on the debate stage in November.
Yay. But first, we've all seen them over the past few months, the witty picket signs, the digs against entertainment executives on social media, and most importantly, the widespread calls since May to support striking Hollywood writers. And as we told you on yesterday's show, the Writers Guild of America, the union that represents them, finally announced a tentative agreement with the major studios. The deal is the result of 5 days of marathon negotiations between the two sides after previous talks deadlocked back in early August. And as of Monday evening, as we sat down to record this episode, we still don't have the full details about what's in the agreement, though we could learn more as soon as today when the union is expected to finalize it before presenting it to its members. They will ultimately decide whether to accept or reject the terms of the 3-year contract.
The Guild has said that it got most of what it wanted, including increased pay for writers on streaming content, minimum staffing requirements for TV shows, and guarantees from the studios over the use of artificial intelligence. In the meantime, striking writers from LA to New York all seem to breathe a collective sigh of relief because after 146 long days, picketing has been officially suspended. And while the strike gave us some great one-liners and a chance to see the power of collective bargaining, it certainly came at a cost. Many writers had to steel themselves for the uncertainty and pressure, financial and otherwise, that comes with being out of work without a clear end in sight.
Yes, and so we wanted to hear from one of them ourselves. Vicky Liu has been a card-carrying member of the Writers Guild since 2014. Her credits include work on NBC's Superstore and most recently Apple TV's Loot. We caught up with her from her home in Los Angeles, and she told us that she and her colleagues finally felt a glimmer of hope going into the weekend.
I think as soon as we knew negotiations were starting again, the rumor that was going about was this might be it. This might be the last couple times that they're going to sit down with each other. Everything seems positive. Positive in the sense that everyone is sort of at their wits' end. It's getting to a point where we all need to just get back to work. Even on the AMPTP side, it's like, you know, they're not winning this and we're not giving up. So there's just a sense of something's going to happen during these negotiations. And that was sort of the feel of everything that was going on, which was positive. So even the meeting on Saturday, we're like, okay, they never done a weekend meeting. This is great. You know, this is progress. This is different from what we're usually experiencing.
Yeah, we've heard of so many stories of folks being kind of impacted by the strike in so many different ways, just in terms of their livelihood. What were some of the challenges or experiences that you faced during the strike? How did it impact you and your family personally?
I will start off by saying I think I was in a pretty good place when the strike started. We sort of saw the writing on the wall a little bit, so we did start to prepare to save up and just prepare ourselves. And I've been working for a while, so I was in a decent place to stop working. That being said, you know, we did feel that impact in our household. You know, I fairly recently purchased a home and then even more recently had a kid with my wife. So we have a new baby. So all those things are just culminating in things that require a steady flow of income. I don't think the stopping of work was jarring so much as how long it has gone on. And so we started to really start to see those effects, just really starting to tighten our belts, starting to worry a little bit. Earlier on, having the conversations of, do I have any other marketable skills other than being a writer? Am I supposed to look for another career? Is there anything else that I can be doing just to have another set of income? My wife, you know, wanted to take off more time to sort of be a stay-at-home mom. And we had another conversation about her going back to work earlier than anticipated. We have this new baby that we want to give a home for, and looking at my baby and being like, I'm a provider. Am I going to be able to provide for this new baby, this new life that I've brought into the world? So all that is really scary. There are those moments where it just felt a little dark and a little like, how long is this going to last for? And also my mom was not helpful. She reacts. I try to keep calm, and my mom like voices the things that very audibly that I'm aware of, but try not to like let that voice get to me, where she's just like, "You're not working. You're not making money. It's going to be really hard." And I'm like, "No, I know. I'm aware of all these things. Thank you." It just caused that like simmering tension in the household, I will say.
Definitely. I mean, the strike went on for 146 days. That is nearly 5 months.
Yeah.
During which no one was getting their paychecks. So how did you and your colleagues keep going? Because I imagine, you know, after you hit maybe even like month one, you're like, oh God, I'm like starting to feel this. This doesn't feel so good. What kept you motivated throughout this length of time?
You know, having just said the stress that we went through in my household, at the same time, my confidence in the leadership of WGA and the confidence of the strike never wavered. My resolve never wavered, despite being stressed and scared and worried. I was never angry at the strike. I was never like, why isn't this over? There was just such a resolve within the WGA. We just knew that things needed to change. It was the power of the strength of a union, because personally, people are going through things, but we can see the bigger picture. For me, at least, I can only speak for myself. I've been in broadcasting. I've been in streaming. I've seen it. I've seen the negatives of where our industry was going. And I knew that, yeah, things need to change.
That was our conversation with WGA member Vicky Liu. Of course, the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, is still on strike. That has now been going on for 75 days. SAG-AFTRA and the studios haven't talked in 2 months, so it could be some time before things get back to normal for Hollywood. As always, we'll keep an eye on how that shakes out. But in the meantime, that is the...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Latest for now. Let's get to some headlines.
Headlines.
The self-proclaimed white supremacist who killed 23 people in a racist attack at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 has been ordered to pay over $5 million to the victims and their families. That is according to court documents filed yesterday. The 25-year-old gunman was sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences back in July after he pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges for the racist rampage, which was one of the deadliest attacks against Latinos in modern U.S. history. He specifically traveled to El Paso to target Mexican people and immigrants. As for the more than $5 million that he's been ordered to pay up, it is unclear when victims can hope to see that restitution, and it's unlikely that he has the money or the assets to cover that amount. In the meantime, the shooter still faces a separate state trial in Texas, and prosecutors there are seeking the death penalty.
Ukrainian military officials said yesterday that the leader of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, Admiral Viktor Sokolov, was among the 34 officers killed last week in a missile strike in Crimea. Ukraine's Special Operations Forces, which shared the update, added that more than 100 people had also been wounded. But the claim about Sokolov hasn't been independently verified, and Ukraine hasn't provided any evidence. However, if confirmed, Sokolov's death would be a huge loss for the Russian Navy. The attack happened on Friday when Ukraine said it struck the Black Sea Fleet's headquarters in the Crimean city of Sevastopol, where senior members of Russia's Navy were meeting. As for Russia, its defense ministry initially said one person was killed, but later said that person was missing. And as of our record time at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Russia has not yet commented on Ukraine's claims.
And back in this country, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez spoke out for the first time since he was indicted on federal corruption charges last week and insisted yesterday that he will remain in office.
I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
I don't know what gives you the confidence and what gives you the faith there, but good for you, sir. Menendez and his wife are accused of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bribes in exchange for helping to enrich three New Jersey businessmen and using his position in the Senate to secretly aid the Egyptian government. Menendez has already temporarily stepped down as the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, though some of his Democratic colleagues have urged him to resign. I mean, clearly, the man's doing a lot of foreign relations. No contest there. He is up for re-election next year, but he hasn't explicitly said whether or not he'll seek another term. If he does, he already has a primary challenger. Another New Jersey Democrat, Representative Andy Kim, recently announced that he plans to run for Menendez's Senate seat, saying in part that, quote, New Jersey deserves better. And listen, there are a lot of things to say about New Jersey, but that's the truth. That just is. I won't be saying any of them on this show.
And finally, the showdown that absolutely no one asked for. Fox News announced yesterday it will host the first and hopefully last primetime debate between California Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. Why does this make any sense? I don't know.
Why? If you're drawing a blank too, you're not alone. Don't worry.
So the matchup, which is set for November 30th, is unusual considering that they're not running for the same office, though both leaders have gone out of their way over the past year to troll each other on social media. DeSantis even tried to take the opening jab with a video posted shortly after the announcement, insinuating that Newsom's policies are driving people out of the Golden State, which, you know, is kind of rich for a guy who brags about kidnapping people to score political points. You know, he's been shipping people from Florida to California to Martha's Vineyard and various other places, so he knows a lot about driving people out of a state.
Right.
As far as why Newsom agreed to this sideshow in the first place, a spokesperson for the Democratic governor told the Los Angeles Times that he agreed to it as long as it doesn't look like WWE SmackDown. So no cheering section, no hype videos, none of that. But the cringe doesn't end there. A former Republican strategist also told the Times that the move on DeSantis' part reads as, quote, pure desperation. According to a national poll from Emerson College, support for DeSantis' presidential campaign currently sits at just 12%.
Yeah, this is just really comical. This makes no sense that this event is happening. I don't know why Governor Newsom agreed to this. Ron DeSantis... sure.
Right.
I mean, I won't attempt to try and make sense of how that man thinks. But Gavin Newsom, why are you going on Fox News? Why do you think this is a good idea? This is a grown-up version of the Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg cage match, which actually I would have watched because that sounded entertaining. But this does not sound entertaining. This sounds like two nerds fighting. Two nerds, actually, I should say, with jobs that they should be doing. Pretty big jobs. Pretty big states. A lot of people depending on them to be using a lot of their energy for work. So... yeah, this is rather confusing.
Yeah, I also feel like Newsom doesn't win anything out of doing this, right? If anybody gains something potentially, it's Ron DeSantis, right? Because he can try to prove, you know, how bold he is in his bigotry, you know, and I'm sure Fox News viewers will like that, and it might improve his current polling numbers. But like, this makes no sense for Newsom, but here we are nonetheless.
You know that bullshit criticism that people would like give Democrats every now and then who are running for office? They'll be like, this isn't presidential, like this random thing that you've done. This is the least presidential shit I have actually ever seen. You are debating a random man who is not even competing for the same office as you. Why? It does reek of desperation, and we will not comment on what it reeks of from Gavin Newsom. I don't know. And those are the headlines. One more thing before we go. If you want to see Ron DeSantis get beat up by multiple people on the debate stage, not in real life, people, just hold your horses there. You are in luck because the second GOP presidential debate is happening tomorrow. That means it's time for another Friends of the Pod exclusive group thread. Join us on Discord for live reactions and commentary during this guaranteed shit show. WOD's very own Josie Duffy Rice and I will be there with you as it all unfolds. So don't miss out because who knows? Maybe it'll be the night that Ron DeSantis learns how to smile. I hope not. I like his weird attempt just as it is. You can join the group thread by becoming a friend of the pod at crooked.com/friends. That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, high five the writers in your life, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you are into reading and not just Bob Menendez's search history like me, What A Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Trayvell Anderson.
I'm Priyanka Arabindi.
And go get him, Gavin.
I don't want to sound like I'm encouraging this.
I'm about to say, maybe don't go get him, actually.
Yes, stay home. Stay home, please. But I will say, like, if they did make it a little more like WWE,
yeah,
I would watch then. I would watch.
What A Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Bill Lance. Our show's producers, Itzy Quintanilla, Raven Yamamoto, and Natalie Bettendorf are our associate producers, and our senior producer is Lita Martinez. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.